Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, the reason I'm playing that song is that it is included. It's a great one-hit wonder from the 70s. If you know me at all, you know that I love music from the 70s, especially the one-hit wonders from the 70s. In fact, on my Facebook page, we go to Jim Toronto or Elton Jim. Every day, I've got 24,000 songs. No lie. 24,000 songs in my iPod. And so every day I choose... And I feature a song, and it's hopefully a song that you have forgotten about or maybe never even heard of. It's called Elton Jim's Jam-Packed iPod feature. And definitely that song, Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang from the 70s by the group Silver, has been featured on that. And that song is in the new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I know it's on the soundtrack. I assume they put it somewhere in the movie, too. As the first one had a lot of really cool and obscure 70s songs, and so for the sequel of Guardians of the Galaxy, they've done the same thing again, and I noticed that Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang is on the soundtrack for that. Most likely, don't have the numbers yet, but I would assume that Guardians of the Galaxy was the number one film this weekend, as it was a huge, huge, the first one was a huge, huge hit. So here is one of Dean Richards' A-list celebrity interviews with one of the stars of Guardians of the Galaxy. Of course, she's the red-hot green gal in the movie, Zoe Saldana. So here's Dean with Zoe.
You look amazing. That color is amazing on you.
You would think that after, you know, two movies of getting green makeup, I would give
right,
green,
you'd be
like
taking a little green vacation for a little while.
Yeah, but. Yeah. But then I see it and I thought it was so beautiful.
It's completely stunning.
It makes me think of Kermit.
Oh. It isn't easy being green, right?
Yeah.
That song?
It's not easy.
No. It looks great, though. It looks fantastic. So what kind of pressure is there? One of the biggest movies of all time, the first Guardians. To, you know, come back to this now, like, what's the...
I'm going to speak for myself. I did put pressure on myself, but only, like, the first 2 weeks, you know, that we were there rehearsing and getting acclimated and prepping to start the, you know, shooting. Because I feel like what we did was so authentic and so unique, like a very cool twist on a very generic like action movie,
right.
And it worked once. In order for you to pull it off twice, that second time has to be better than the first. But when I got to Atlanta, we were gonna start shooting, and James Gunn was so relaxed and so happy and excited, and so was the rest of the cast. I was like, I'm not going to be the pessimist and kind of go, we have to make sure that everything is right. We just enjoyed everything. Open heart, open mind. We never questioned James Gunn. And we, you know, we went along for the ride again.
Yeah. And this Chris guy, you know, just like full of arrogance, ego,
I know,
full of himself.
So not humble.
Right, right.
An a-hole.
Wow. You took it there, didn't you?
No, because remember in the movie, it was a bunch of a-holes. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that,
that's
right?
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. It's still
but
funny.
No, he's not. He's
meaning,
actually...
he's about the nicest guy that you could possibly
most
meet.
Humble,
right?
Kept to earth, grounded actor who we have witnessed such massive transitions
right.
in his life and in his career.
Right.
And still he remains the same Chris Pratt. Yeah. And that, I feel, I feel so lucky that I get to work with someone like him.
Is that not to mention any names, of course, of anybody else, but is it pretty unusual? Because when you get a guy who's that nice, you know, everyone makes such a big deal out of it. It's like, it's a nice person. It shouldn't be that unusual, but it seems like it must be.
But you know what it is, too? Like, I've worked with amazing people, but not everybody doesn't have sort of like Chris's exuberance. Like, he's such an extroverted individual. Like, he thinks out loud. I don't think that Chris ever keeps a thought to himself.
He doesn't have that filter on
him. It's like the moment it comes, and then you go, that's brilliant, that's hysterical, that's hilarious, that's so sweet. Like, and so that kind of like uncanniness, he's very canny, is that the word to say?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's
Spanish. Unguarded.
Yes, he's unguarded, and that's very beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice. So I'm always so curious when someone becomes a mom, what are the big surprises? Like, what is there something that you didn't anticipate that really surprised you?
It's the lack of sleep. I heard about it, but
and by the way, that's the number one answer that I get from people too.
It's because, you know, it's exhaustion can deteriorate you mentally, spiritually, physically, and the lack of rest, it takes a toll. So it's, and that is what brings change into my life. It's not anything else. Like, if I was able to sleep at least 8 hours, I would still be partying at night as soon as the kids go to sleep. I miss that. I miss going out. I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
The moment the sun sets, you're like a vampire. You're like, you have to go out. And now it's like the moment the kids go to sleep, I'm like...
Where's my green robe? I'm going to bed.
There's no date night. There's no checking emails. There's no, let's watch this show.
Done. Done and done.
So that's Dean having some fun with Zoe Saldana from the new film that was just released this weekend, which undoubtedly will be number one, if not this weekend, but perhaps several in a row. The sci-fi adventure Guardians of the Galaxy, now Volume 2,